I'm going to jump into Taiwan news today, and then tomorrow I'm going to talk about my friend I made over the weekend. Because news is happening now, and in fact, things are developing so fast that by the time you listen to this, by the time this is done recorded, I go to bed, you wake up, because I'm 12 hours ahead of you, because I are the future in the uttermost west. I'm so far west, I'm east. Right. So, you remember the movie Thank You for Smoking? He says, like, what? You're still at the office? He's like, do you know what time it is in Japan right now? 4 p.m. tomorrow. That's the future, Nick. You know, and it's like, it's the future. It's his time. Yeah, okay. So, by the time I get this done and you listen, well, no, that's a thing. See, I remember being up late at night. It's 1 a.m. I'm working. I'm running outside. The security guard, of course, you know, he knows, you know, he sees me. We know the security guard. Security guard's looking at me, smiling. He's like, look at me. I finally figured out he was so curious. It was just written all over his face. I said, do you know why I'm awake right now? He said, you can't sleep? I said, no, because America is awake right now. And it was kind of this moment of awe for him, like, oh yeah, they're on the other side of the world and their time zone's different. You know, we just don't live in and experience that. I recently had to call some government offices in America, and it's difficult to explain to them, I'm in Taiwan. I've got, you know, these are the people who have power of attorney for me. Like, well, what number can we reach you at? I'm like, well, you want to call a Taiwanese number? You know, you got international calling in your offices? You know, you want internet? They're like, well, what time can I look? When I'm available, you're going to be asleep. It's like, well, but how can I reach you? Well, this person has power of attorney. No, we need to reach you. Well, I'm across the Pacific. You can't. You got to call my friends and schedule an appointment with me. It's like, and the people in the government aren't used to dealing with that. As the world becomes more and more international, we're going to get accustomed to it. But I mean, I remember I had an appointment with some people at an organization 5 years ago, and I was flying in international, and they just totally blew me off because I'm international. Like, call me when you get here. I'm like, I don't have an American phone. You have to be at the airport holding a sign, you know, or you know, like, you've got to pray that we meet each other. Like, I don't work inside your world and you don't work inside mine as far as daily life goes. So, see, I have to live with this and operate with this. I've told people in government, I've got a fake phone. It's a software internet VoIP type of thing. That's the only way I can call you. It doesn't always work. So, well, expanding our mind to the international perspective, you know, like I said to the security guards, it's like, I'm awake now because America is awake and I've got to work with them. Oh, so am I staying up late or am I adjusting my schedule to be convenient? Okay, well, I'm over here, and by the time I get done talking about world events, you might receive it and have other news hitting you because this is changing fast. So what's happened in Taiwan this past weekend, it wasn't Secretary Pompeo himself that visited Taiwan. All of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, it was like a deputy. It was like someone immediately under Pompeo or something like that. It wasn't too descript. Some medium-sized wig, not the big wig, but the medium-sized wig, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, had to get on an airplane and fly over to Taiwan to pay respects to Taiwan's first president who died 3 months ago. Why does someone in high up in mid management at the State Department all of a sudden have to get on a plane and fly to Taiwan unannounced, have lunch with Taiwan's president? Because all of a sudden, he's got to pay honor, his respects, to Taiwan's first democratically elected president, who passed away 3 months ago. Then all of a sudden, over in Europe, all these European countries are getting fed up with China. And their solution is to side with Taiwan because China's in a civil war. See, China is doing what everybody doesn't want, and Taiwan is doing what everyone hoped China would do. And the two governments are in a civil war. So, I mean, imagine if America's civil war still hadn't ended and the big battleground left over was Cuba. Imagine this. If General Lee said when Grant from the North was about to defeat the rebels, the Confederacy in the America's Civil War under Lincoln. And General Lee said, Jefferson said we should own Cuba long ago. We've never controlled it. It's always been someone else. So we're going to take our forces, and the entire Confederate army ran to Cuba, invaded, punished people for speaking Spanish in Cuba, forced English to be the language in Cuba, totally took over, and said that because Jefferson wanted Cuba to be a state or, you know, American territory, then therefore they were justified in it, even though they never controlled it before. And then still today, that civil war was still going on, and Cuba was also known as the Confederacy. And the war still wasn't over. And imagine then if America was then forcing Cuba to call itself Cuba State of the USA at the Olympics. And imagine if they were, you know, controlling people's websites and making everybody call Cuba Cuba State of the USA. Imagine if that was going on today. Imagine if at the Olympics, Cuba was forced to be called American Havana. That's what Cuba's team had to be called, America Havana. They couldn't call themselves Cuba because America was strong-arming the Olympics. Imagine if that was going on today. That's what's going on between China and Taiwan. I know it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? No, it wouldn't have been 150 years, 200 years. It would have been it would have been 70 years, half that time. But anyhow, watch for sparks to fly. Watch for new alliances. Watch for new arrangements. Watch for Taiwan to be welcomed into the United Nations. Watch for diplomatic ties to be broken with China. Watch for countries to recognize Taiwan. Watch for new investment schema. Watch for new travel visa thing. Watch for changes, because all of a sudden the whole world has discovered that China is just going to, China's basically throwing a fit. I've been saying this at Pacific Daily Times and the Symphony editorials. Expect China to go into narcissistic rage. You know, when someone has crazy inside, someone's kind of going a little crazy. They do things that seem subtle and normal. And it's like, is that person just mean to me? But then someone opposes that person. Person gets more and more angry, slowly, slowly. And pretty soon the person starts shouting in public, having outbursts. And people just slowly kind of get irritated with that person more and more. And eventually that person has an outburst at the wrong time and loses a job. And then eventually that person loses the house in because they can't make any money to pay the bills. And then they're shouting at her, and it just gets worse and worse. And eventually everyone just goes, what is it with this person? Ugh. And eventually things come crashing down where the person either goes to a mental institution or the person has to realize, gee, what am I doing? Well, that's what's happening to China. China has slowly, slowly irritated more and more people. And it's like they're being confronted. They're getting angry, and they're throwing temper tantrums, and they're throwing fits more and more and more. And countries around the world are going, we don't like this from China. We do not like this. And, you know, Taiwan sitting there cute, adorable, smiling. Well, we're here. Guess what? I've been in Taiwan 12 years. What is it? Like I say, I are the future. And I provide today's news yesterday. So, yes, watch for changes, watch for political stuff. And I'm going to tell you the story about my new friend tomorrow. See you then.